Hello, my name is Noel Bell. I'm a psychotherapist based in London, and this is a podcast on codependency, how to identify it, recognize the symptoms, and what to do about it if you think you've got it. This podcast features an interview with author and therapist Nancy Johnston. She's the author of two books on codependency, Disentangle, When You've Lost Yourself in Someone Else, and My Life as a Border Collie, Freedom from Codependency. I started the interview with Nancy by asking her how she first got involved with codependency as a research topic.
Well, as you said in the introduction, I am a licensed mental health and addiction therapist. I've been doing that for about 40 years now. When I entered the mental health field, I came in from the psychology side of it and very quickly realized that I had not received training in addiction and alcohol studies, and that it was really important that I learn that piece as well. So I have basically been a therapist with my feet in both worlds of mental health and addiction my entire career. Mm-hmm. The codependency part came up especially in the late 80s. A person in our family went into recovery, and I went into Al-Anon as part of that whole family recovery piece, Al-Anon being for family and friends of alcoholics. And it just really started waking me up to things about myself. So I'm telling you already that I have a weave of professional and personal that has taken me there. And the Al-Anon started waking me up to characteristics about myself that I was not aware of. Managing and controlling was one of those pieces. And I would say I had earlier in 1985, read Robin Norwood's book, Women Who Love Too Much. That was prior to Al-Anon. Mm-hmm. And when I first ran into her work, I became aware, she was one that listed managing and controlling. And when I first heard that, I was just, I couldn't fit it in. I thought of myself as this nice, kind, giving person who cared about other people, all of which is true, but that it can go too far and managing and controlling. So I've spent many years in Al-Anon. And at parallel with that, had worked as a therapist through those years. And in the 1990s, my Al-Anon work started filtering into my clinical work. It started by a client saying to me, "I understand what you mean about detaching, Nancy, but how do you do that?" And to take a long story and make it shorter, that question sparked a list of ideas about how do we detach. And that list became, I realized that it was useful in several group settings I was working with then. Adult children of alcoholics, women who love too much, type groups, codependent, anonymous type groups. And I realized that there was a common theme, and that I didn't need to work with people in those different subject identified groups, that this work on self and loss of self in someone else was what was at its core.
Yep.
So the work in those groups spilled into a detailed list of things that help us to, it became my disentangle groups, it then became a list and a book entitled Disentangle, When You've Lost Yourself in Someone Else. And it has four areas of work that we do, of facing illusions, detaching, boundaries, and cultivating spirituality. So that took me well into the 2000s. I was running workshops on that book and had a border collie during those years. And one morning, realized that the border collie and I had many similarities of devotion and attending and serving and hurting, and I thought, oh, this is fascinating. So not only was I close to Daisy, but I read this book about border collies, and it's very funny. You could almost substitute codependent in there for some of the sentences that need to have a job, need to have a purpose in life. And so I started realizing that that there were similarities and that I could teach it through stories mm-hmm. about my dog and about myself, and more specifically then in terms of helping people, I broke it down into looking at codependent behaviors. And the book is really emphasizing that we look at those behaviors on a continuum, and that giving some of the features of codependence, fixing, caretaking, managing and controlling, mm-hmm. aren't bad in and of themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is really one of the angles I'm particularly interested in, that they aren't bad in and of themselves, but that we can carry them too far.
Okay, now that's... So anyone who's just started listening will think, codependency, gosh, what's that? Mm-hmm. I've heard it in the past, a very loose working definition, which I'm sure you'll correct, but says something along relationships, addiction. How would you describe codependency?
And so a couple of ways I want to answer that. Simply put, after the work I just described, one of the ways I put it as loss of self in someone else. And that, yes, that's the subtitle of the book, but it is the subtitle because I do think that we get so externally focused that we are losing a healthy internal focus on ourself.
Yep.
So one of the ways I now currently describe it is as overfunctioning for someone else and underfunctioning for self.
Yeah.
So now I'll comment on that. Overfunctioning for someone else is where I am so, my life is revolving around that other person, either caretaking or fixing or thinking about, speaking for, managing and controlling.
Because you're in their side of the street.
Yes. My colleague says their yard.
Ah.
Yes, Margaret Kress.
Because that's the analogy I use with clients who, you know, when you say you're responsible, of course you are, but for your side,
exactly.
Not their side.
Exactly. Right. Yes. And so overfunctioning has us in their side, on their yard, right. In their side of the street. On our side, the underfunctioning for self is, then we're doing things like not taking care of ourselves, neglecting what is our yard, our side of the street, not considering self even. Further down the line, it can even involve extending ourselves so that we're spending more money on the other person or situation than we have to spend. Mm-hmm. We're giving more time than we have to spend. And it can go as extreme as that there are legal or ethical problems that are coming up because we have put ourselves out of our line so much that way. Yes. So that's language that I currently use. Now, I want to address, though, how the field sort of is, it can offer right now, because it continues to be not a ton of research being done on this. But as I was gathering research several years ago, there was a study done in 2005 by researchers in Australia. Deer, Roberts, and Lang are their last names. And they took the 11 most common definitions of codependence. And these would be from our main sources of people mm-hmm. from the 80s and 90s, like Melody Beatty, Robin Norwood, Sharon Wegscheider-Cruz, Charles Whitfield, Robert Subby, I'll stop there, but those were some of the 11. Okay, and they did an analysis of those 11 definitions. And what they found was that four core features of codependency. And I really like the list of those. All 11 definitions included an external focus.
Yep.
And then 10 of the 11 included self-sacrificing, interpersonal control.
The full interview is available on YouTube. Just search for Noel Bell, Nancy Johnson interview.